Welcome back to Horizons. Our mission online begins next Sunday. Please register and take part in it. You can collect your mission booklet at the back of your local church. The booklet outlines our program and all that's involved in it. The highlight each day is our mission talk. And Sunday night, we have A.D. Roach on the theme of welcoming the stranger. Monday night, we've Michael Conway looking at the church in today's world. Tuesday night, we've Keith Gaynor talking about well-being in times of change. And Wednesday night, we've Jane Mellett under the title of Seeds of Hope. I chat now to Keith Gaynor about his area of work.
Well, I'm a clinical psychologist and I work in Dublin, and I work in two places. I work in a service which sees people who have hallucinations and delusions. So they might hear things that aren't there or believe things that aren't true, like paranoia. And then I work in University College Dublin as a lecturer as well.
Are they mostly young people or young adults?
So mostly young adults. So it'll be a lot of men and women who are kind of between 18 and 30. And this is often something that happens when we have a very stressful or difficult experience in our life, that we can start to experience things that other people don't see or other people don't hear. And then we start to believe things that other people don't believe. We feel threatened, and maybe people are out to get us, or maybe there's a bit of a conspiracy to get us. It comes from our own distress, but then we start making links that aren't true.
With the health system as it is, surely it's very difficult to access your services, especially when they've moved into the adult category, over 18.
We're a special early intervention service. So we cover all of South Dublin and North Wicklow. We're specially set up to try and be easy access and to be kind of rapid. But I think where people find a real difficulty is the transition. So if you were in child services and are moving to adults, or you were in one catchment area and you're moving to another catchment area, or you're with your GP and you need to move up to a more intensive level of care. And those transitions are really tricky. And often that's where Ireland struggles.
And the whole area of people imagining things, it's a fascinating thing, because even, you know, when we'd be having discussions or arguments or anything at home, I'd say, I haven't actually started imagining things yet. And that you always are kind of worried that you will begin imagining things. Or it's kind of a fear we all have and you deny it.
Yeah. And I think because it's kind of natural to do it in some way, in that we'll do this in small ways all the time. We might turn around and we think our name has been called, but it hasn't been called. Or we think the phone has beeped and it hasn't beeped. And then we just ignore it and we move on. But if that expands and it happens more and more, or it happens every day, then it can be very distressing for people. But for instance, this is actually a very common thing in bereavement. So there's some lovely studies with people who might have lost their loved ones who were married to for 30 or 40 years. And for the next 6 months or 12 months, they'll often hear or see that loved one. Often they find that deeply comforting. And so when we have these profound stresses, our mind often reaches out to try and make connections that aren't necessarily there.
The context we're chatting, Keith, and that you will be joining us in the mission, it's very much church and religion. And central to that is our belief, you know, that God is there. We're all the time reaching out. It's not a bad thing. It's a great thing that we believe with that support. Or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's it, exactly. And so for most people in the world, we believe in things that other people can't see, or we believe in things that, you know, other people don't. The thing is, if that becomes distressing for us, then that can become an illness. So if it stops us going to school, stops us going to work, stops us having normal relationships, then something isn't right about that. And that's kind of where psychology might step in. And so where you might see someone who's had a really tough time in their life and has really had difficult experiences, but then they start to feel like, I'm being followed all the time. Someone's going to harm me. Someone's coming after me. I don't know who it is. And start making little jumps in logic. Maybe it's the IRA. Maybe it's Al-Qaeda. Maybe it's someone else. And so they have that history of difficult things happening to them. But now they're looking into the future and putting things that maybe aren't happening into the future.
Physical and mental health used to be seen almost separately, and now they're very much together. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. So almost the first thing we'd be doing with people is seeing if they can get back to exercising. They had a sport, and part of that is then, can we do something social? Can they meet up with a friend or have a cup of coffee, or, you know, go for a jog? And so that kind of physical health is a key part of being well and well-being. I think we'd be encouraging everyone, you know, at whatever level they're at, to try and stay engaged with it. And you know yourself, when you feel stressed, well, you feel it in your stomach, you feel it in your heart, you get sweaty, you get your breathing changes. It's a physical, emotional thing. And so we can work on the level of the body, so ways of calming our heart rate, calming our breathing, eating better, looking after our gut. And then we can also work on the level of the mind, noticing, oh, there's that thought. Oh, I find that really distressing. What am I going to do about it? And giving people some tools then for what to do with those thoughts if they are distressing.
Thank you, Keith Gaynor. And we look forward to having you as a guest speaker at our Mission Online. Very easy to register for Hope Alive, our online mission, which begins next Sunday. Just go to our website, dioceseofkerry.ie. There's a pop-up on it that you can register on, or you can register on any of the articles linked to the mission. Thank you very much for joining me, Mary Fagan, this morning on Horizons. Thanks to the production team, in particular, Grainne Quirk. Just a thought for the coming week is from Mary Kennelly. Mass follows directly. Till this time, next Sunday morning, when our Mission Online begins, have a very good week.
Thank you.